There is a sequence when rifting and seafloor spreading begins to break up continents to create new plates. The initial stage is called rifting, which can create long, linear basins within the continents. These basins fill in with non-marine sediments from rivers and lakes. The East African Rift Valley is a great example of the rift stage. The deep, narrow lakes, such as Lake Rudolph, Lake Tanganyika, and Lake Albert, all occupy rift valleys. Eventually, the rifting widens enough such that true ocean crust forms in between the margins of the two new continents. Here, rifting transitions into true seafloor spreading, and seawater can flood these new ocean basins. The Red Sea is a great example of post-continental rifting and early seafloor spreading. Through time, with continued seafloor spreading, the ocean becomes much wider and the margins of the continents begin to accumulate thick sediments and sedimentary rocks.